Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. One bridge project in northeast Iowa was recently completed. Another could be finished by the end of the month, and a ferry service is now in place in absence of a bridge to cross the Mississippi River. Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT says the Highway 18 bridge over the Wapsipinicon River between Charles City and New Hampton was open to two-lane traffic in both directions on November 4th. The bridge deck overlay began in mid-July and was targeted for completion in late October. Meanwhile, construction of a new Highway 3 bridge over the Cedar River in Waverly is pushing towards completion, which Helmstead says is expected by the end of November. That project has been challenged by wet conditions, including flooding, since before it even started. It was initially scheduled to begin July 1, 2024, but Mother Nature delayed it by over a month. Other periods of high water on the Cedar since then also interrupted construction. Still, the bridge's opening will only be delayed by about a month. The existing Blackhawk Bridge over the Mississippi River at Lansing has been closed since October 20th, and a ferry service to transport vehicles and people across the river to Wisconsin and back began November 3rd. Helmstead says the first week of the service, ending November 9th, showed almost 2,500 vehicles cross the river, an average of just over 350 vehicles per day. The total number of passengers for the first week exceeded 3,700, an average of about 530 passengers daily. The city of Nashua is seeking a new leader for its ambulance service and for public input on urban chickens. The city is advertising for a new EMS director to oversee the operation of the ambulance service, but heading into this week, no applications had been received. City Clerk John Ott says they will likely extend the current application deadline of November 14th. Current EMS Director Zenda Viktorek has announced her intention to step away in spring 2026, perhaps by next April, though she would stay longer until the new EMS director is trained. Ott says Viktorek's goal was to get the Nashua area EMS up and running smoothly before handing off the reins to a successor. She has been EMS director since the ambulance launched in Nashua on July 1, 2023. Nashua officials also soliciting comments on urban chickens within city limits. The current city code under Chapter 55 for Animal Protection and Control says it is unlawful for a person to keep livestock within the city except by written consent of the council. The provision shall not apply to owners of agricultural land located within the city limits. However, the council is considering amending the ordinance and requests citizens' input on whether or not urban chickens should be allowed within city limits. Formal input can be presented at this Monday night City Council meeting at 7 p.m. Those unable to attend may submit written comments to City Hall by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The city says posts on social media do not constitute as formal submission and will not be considered. Among chicken topics for possible consideration, how many chickens, housing, maintaining waste, neighbor approval, registration of birds, veterinary certificate requirements, and should there be a poultry police. A Floyd County man who was due in court Wednesday for trespassing violations has been charged with harassment following his arrest Tuesday night, the latest of 8 different charges filed against him this year. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says a traffic stop in Floyd about 7 o'clock Tuesday night led to the arrest of 43-year-old Nolan Paulus of Floyd on a warrant for third-degree harassment. Court records show FCSO filed a criminal complaint after an incident that allegedly occurred October 29th at a residence about 3 miles northwest of Floyd. Paulus is accused of going to the home and pounding on the door, disturbing the victims inside. FCSO says Paulus had been told in July to cease contact with the victims or it would be considered harassment. He's scheduled for a non-jury trial January 14th in Floyd County District Court. Paulus was also slated to be in court Wednesday for trespassing in Oakwood Cemetery in Floyd, October 23rd and October 25th. Court records also show Paulus has a preliminary hearing scheduled for Monday for fourth-degree criminal mischief, a charge stemming from an October 21st incident in which he allegedly spray-painted the message, "Fix the potholes," on the roadway near Oakwood Cemetery. Paulus also faces a charge of disorderly conduct, filing or violent behavior from a May 31st incident, also in the cemetery. During a fight with another man, he allegedly grabbed a lawnmower blade and a shovel to defend himself. Paulus was also recently convicted on 2 counts of third-degree harassment following separate incidents of making claims that female victims were meth dealers or were involved in prostitution. A northeast Iowa apartment fire early Wednesday morning left 3 people injured. The Independence Fire Department responded to the blaze at the Axtell Manor Apartments in the 600 block of 2nd Avenue Northeast just after midnight upon receiving reports of individuals trapped inside. Independence police managed to rescue one person from a window before fire crews arrived. Another person had escaped the fire but was seriously injured. When firefighters reached the scene, heavy flames were coming from the apartment windows, and after extinguishing the fire, conducted a primary search of the building with firefighters locating one more victim inside. All three individuals were transported to Buchanan County Health Center in Independence, with two of them later airlifted to higher-level trauma centers. There's no word on their conditions. The Jessup, Hazleton, and Olwine Fire Departments provided mutual aid. Also responding to the scene, the Buchanan County Sheriff's Office, Independence Police Department, as well as AMR, Jessup, and Mercy One Ambulance Services. The Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office was called in to assist with the investigation into the cause of the fire. A Charles City favorite is returning to help light up the night and kick off the holiday season. The Holiday Lighted Parade last lit up the streets of Charles City in 2019. The event was canceled during the COVID year of 2020 before being replaced by Santa's Shining Lights display in Central Park in 2021. Community Development Director Mark Wick says, in the past, when we have talked to major employers or organizations, they could do one or the other, but not both. However, we think there has been enough interest now that the Promotion Committee of Main Street Charles City has decided to bring back the parade and partner with Santa's Shining Lights. The parade in downtown Charles City is set for 5:30 Friday evening, December 5th, and will lead into the lighting ceremony for Santa's Shining Lights in Central Park. In previous years, the lighting has been the Saturday after Thanksgiving, but has been moved back a week in partnership with the parade. Holiday fireworks will also follow that night over the Main Street Bridge, and the foster grandparents will host a soup supper at the Columbus Club. Any and all businesses and organizations are invited to join the parade with a lighted entry. There is no fee, but you must sign up with the Main Street Charles City office. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, UNI men's basketball against Furman, pregame at 5:30, tip-off at 6. Saturday afternoon, UNI football at North Dakota State, pregame at 1:30, kickoff at 2:30. And Saturday morning on 95.9 KCHA, it's Osage playoff football, the Green Devils in the Class 2A semifinals. They'll take on Van Meter, kickoff is at 10 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.